Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Bullets over Broadway. The hero cop running with the wounded girl cradled in her arms. The just-released body cam video.
Did your mom instincts kick in?
Then, deck collapse. The exclusive party video just before it all came crashing down. Plus, the accused dognapper caught red-handed with the dog. By a TV reporter.
You didn't think to call the number on the tag?
And hold that tiger. Imagine finding this beast wandering on your street.
There's a tiger in the neighborhood?
Then, family dilemma.
How do you board an airplane if you're afraid your child won't keep their mask on?
They got kicked off, even though he was wearing a mask.
The captain does not feel comfortable with your family flying.
And Will Smith's dad bod. Wow, he really started something. Dad bods on parade. Plus, hugs for moms across the USA. Was this the most epic Mother's Day ever? Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. Bullets Over Broadway has a nice ring to it if you're talking about a new musical. But when it's happening in real life, it is terrifying. And people are still shaken over the shooting that happened in broad daylight in New York's Times Square. Three people were injured, all innocent bystanders. And this New York City police officer is being hailed a hero for carrying a four-year-old victim to safety. She spoke with our Stephen Fabian.
It's just released body cam video as a hero cop sprints through Times Square with a wounded child cradled in her arms.
Oh boy.
Heart-stopping video taken by a passerby has been seen around the world. Now, the hero officer, Alyssa Vogel, is speaking out today in Times Square.
I just picked her up the way I would pick up my own kid and ran her to the ambulance because I just felt like I didn't want to wait for them to come to me.
I think it's a baby down that way.
Officer Vogel is being credited with saving the child's life by using a tourniquet to stop the bleeding.
I had one on my gun belt, so I took it off my gun belt and I started to put it on her. And it's a very painful thing to do to somebody, but this little girl was so strong and so brave that she didn't even shed a tear.
Police released the officer's body cam video. You can see her running as fast as she can with the little one. Her husband is also a cop, and they have a six-month-old son.
You saw this little girl. She was hurt. Were you thinking about your own
child? I definitely was. I had just gotten off the phone with my mother, actually FaceTiming my son, when this job had come over. So, you know, seeing this little girl in the street, I knew that I had to do whatever I could to make sure that she had the best help possible.
The wounded child, four-year-old Sky Martinez, was one of three innocent bystanders hit by bullets when gunfire suddenly erupted at the crossroads of the world. You can hear the three gunshots ring out in this surveillance video. 23-year-old Wendy Magranot of Rhode Island was shot in the thigh. She was sightseeing in New York with her family for Mother's Day.
I saw a police officer and I screamed to him. I was like, I'm shot. I have a two-year-old. I don't want to die.
Police released this video of the suspected shooter, 31-year-old Farah Khan Muhammad, who reportedly sells bootleg CDs in Times Square. Cops say he was aiming for his brother and hit the bystanders.
Times Square is just beginning to attract crowds as the city slowly reopens. The incident here is the latest in a worrying upsurge of gun violence across New York and in big cities everywhere. In New York City alone, 30 people were shot just this past weekend.
At the height of the pandemic, Times Square was turned into a ghost town and became a magnet for lawless knuckleheads. Now the mayor is seeking to reassure everyone the city is safe.
This kind of thing should not happen in our city.
When I got home, I definitely hugged my son a little tighter that night.
Bet she did. You don't often see news reporters hailed as heroes, but one dog owner is singing this reporter's praises because she nabbed a suspected dog thief while the camera was rolling. Megan Alexander has details.
This is the moment a television reporter solves a dog napping. Juliana Mazza of WHDH-TV was reporting the story of a stolen 13-month-old pointer named Titus, a crime caught on surveillance camera at a parking lot in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Suddenly, she sees Titus. She motions to her cameraman to start recording. And this guy sure looks like the suspect in the surveillance tape. And that sure looks like Titus.
The first thing I did was I asked if I could pet the dog because I wanted to get down to the name tag to be able to confirm that the name matched the name of the missing dog.
Mazza starts questioning the man who's walking Titus. He seems befuddled. Even more head scratching, this is all happening at the parking lot where he allegedly took Titus from the parked car.
He was just barking in the car, and I walked past the car and I really, I thought it was supposed to, the dog was supposed to be dog walking. It wasn't a kidnapping. It was just a simple mistake.
You didn't think to call the number on the tag?
I did, but then I tried using one phone. The phone was broken.
When did you put two and two together?
He said that he was supposed to be walking a dog, and he somehow grabbed the wrong dog. And 24 hours had gone by, and he never once tried to call the police or try to call the dog's owner, whose number is on the back of the dog tag.
On the spot, Mazza calls 911, and the guy just stands there.
Hey, dispatcher, this is Juliana over at 7 News. I actually have the dog Titus and the man who said it was an accident that he took the dog.
2 minutes later, cops arrive and arrest 29-year-old Kyle Garapi. The charge, larceny, and breaking into a motor vehicle.
The Cambridge police called, and they're like, we have Titus. And I'm like, is he okay? And they're like, sure, can you come to pick him up?
What follows next is an emotional reunion with Titus's owner, Greg Siskovich.
I'm thrilled to have Titus back. I think he's glad to have me back.
A happy ending, thanks to one very sharp-eyed reporter.
Never in my wildest dreams could I have imagined that I would be the one to find the dog.
Way to go, Juliana. And from a dog that's found to a tiger on the loose. Yep, you don't hear that too often. And it's not particularly comforting to people in Houston to learn that a tiger was spotted roaming in a neighborhood.
A tiger is on the loose, putting a neighborhood on edge.
A tiger in my neighborhood.
Neighbors watch in shock as the tiger roams freely, just hanging out in the front yard.
It has a collar. It is somebody's pet.
Jose Ramos lives next door.
I walk outside and started, I mean, I couldn't believe it.
The tiger then crosses the road, and this man, described as an off-duty sheriff's deputy, draws his gun as the animal inches closer. Someone finally comes out to get the tiger while pleading with the deputy not to shoot. He grabs the beast by the collar and drags him back inside.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
There's a tiger in the neighborhood.
Whatever you think about Elon Musk and his hosting job at Saturday Night Live, he struck a huge victory for people with Asperger's, boldly acknowledging that he is on the autism spectrum. He's encouraged others to reach their own accomplishments. But there's still challenges. Families with children with similar disorders struggle to fly with children who at times balk at wearing a mask. Amber Cagliano reports.
This mom says her entire family was kicked off a plane because her son finds it difficult to wear a face mask. Three-year-old Orion Scott suffers from sensory processing disorder.
It can make wearing a mask challenging, but he has worked so hard with us, with his occupational therapist, to be able to now keep his mask on consistently.
Caroline Scott says she notified Southwest Airlines in advance of her son's condition when she, her husband, and their two boys were booked on a flight from Denver to Fort Lauderdale.
A supervisor said, can you 100% guarantee that you will keep the mask on your son? And I said, of course.
The family was allowed to board the plane. The mom says Orion was sitting with his mask on before takeoff. Then they heard their names being paged, and they were asked to identify themselves to the cabin crew.
And then another supervisor came on the plane in front of, this is a very full flight too, so probably 200 people, and said, I'm sorry, you have to get off the plane. The captain does not feel comfortable with your family flying today. We were deplaned because we disclosed my son's disability, so it was humiliating.
The incident comes amid reports of children with autism being asked to get off planes. It happened to this family from Arkansas.
Are you supposed to not travel on a plane?
Well, not traveling for us, that's not an option.
Meanwhile, billionaire Elon Musk shows the world what you can accomplish even if you're on the spectrum. He made this surprise revelation when he hosted Saturday Night Live.
I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL. Or at least the first to admit it.
Southwest Airlines tells us they regret any inconvenience to the family. They say they will be contacting them directly. It's a miracle that people were not more seriously injured in a Malibu incident when a balcony collapsed during a birthday party. Officials say the deck was overcrowded. Jim Murray with exclusive video from before the disaster striking.
It's the terrifying moment a deck collapses, sending partygoers plunging into the jagged rocks below. The freak accident happened during a birthday party at an oceanfront home in Malibu.
We heard a crack, and I literally saw all of my best friends and my girlfriend fall 15 feet to the rocks.
Aerial footage shows the aftermath. A dozen partygoers were injured, two critically.
The owner of the home was renting out the property for the weekend, and under the agreement, only six people were allowed there at any given time. When the neighbors alerted her that a much larger crowd had shown up, she says she spent the next 3 hours on the phone with them, pleading with them to leave. She even called the cops. 15 minutes later, the deck collapsed.
You shouldn't have done this.
The homeowner shared this recording exclusively with Inside Edition of her telling the renters to get out.
The rental agreement is very specific. It's six persons at all times. At all times. And no parties and events are allowed.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Maria. We'll try and get everybody out of here.
She also shared video of her house in disarray following the party with alcohol bottles everywhere. And this footage from her neighbor's surveillance camera shows guests sitting on the deck railing earlier in the party before it collapsed. The fire department has now declared the house uninhabitable until the deck is fixed. Decks can collapse when the weight of too many people reaches critical mass. These teens were posing for prom pictures when the deck buckled below them. Chaos broke out at this fraternity dance party when this deck gave way.
That was terrifying.
Now this latest deck incident in Malibu has all the partygoers counting their blessings that they are alive today.
It could have been a lot worse, but it's pretty awful.
Authorities say none of the injuries are life-threatening. When Will Smith posted that dad bod pic the other day, he definitely struck a nerve.
Will Smith's dad bod is inspiring a social media movement. Guys are stripping down and posing just like the actor in the video that went viral. My mom always said I look like Will Smith, but I don't think she meant like this. I too am in the worst shape of my life, goes this dude. This guy posted a pic of himself eating pizza. Worst shape of my life.
It's hugely compelling because we're all coming out of a global pandemic right now. We're kind of coming out of hibernation. The sun is shining on our faces. We're rubbing our eyes. And maybe we added on a couple of pounds here and there. So it's nice to see that celebrities, like we always say, they're just like us. And it's a good thing.
And it's not just men. Comedian Kim Coles posted this photo. Thanks, Will Smith, for the inspiration. Why should the boys be the only ones having fun? I want to feel great and look even better. Now, Will is issuing this challenge. After pics due in 12 weeks. Hashtag Big Willie Challenge. Blackish star Anthony Anderson posted, Will Smith, 12 weeks, no trainers, all on our own. Challenge accepted. Let's go. But for now, dad bods rule.
And Mother's Day 2021 was especially joyful for countless families around the world as moms finally had the chance to hug youngsters they haven't seen in some cases for more than a year.
Oh, no, no.
It truly was a Mother's Day beyond compare.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Filled with happy reunions and huge hugs. Social media is flooded today with heartwarming moments, grateful families, making up for lost time due to the pandemic. Everyone seemed to be making a big effort to make this Mother's Day really special after a long, painful year apart. This young woman was among the many who jumped on a plane to visit mom in person.
Happy Mother's Day!
The TSA reported a record 1.7 million passengers were screened at airports Friday, the busiest day for air travel since March 2020. The entire cast of SNL brought their moms to work.
I'm so proud of you, Beth.
Oh, Mom.
They gathered on stage at the start of the show with Miley Cyrus and her mom, Tish. And a Los Angeles woman is celebrating finding her mom after more than 50 years. Lisa Wright, who was put up for adoption at birth, found her biological mom after submitting her DNA to a genealogy website.
I grabbed her.
We were hugging.
I said, my baby, my baby, my baby.
Turns out, her mom is actress Lynn Moody.
Hi, Mama.
Her best-known role was in the 1970s sitcom That's My Mama, which her daughter watched when she was a kid.
I watched her all the time.
It's just been crazy.
It's an incredible journey because everyone was so happy.
Now it's nonstop hugs, making up for 50 years apart.
And as a mom who hasn't been able to see one of her own kids since January of 2020, I have to say I'm both happy for all of you and insanely jealous.
Next, was this actress the victim of a serial con artist? How she says she got scammed out of $1 million from her luxury lifestyle guru.
I definitely think that she is a psychopath.
And no more showers?
Why so many people have stopped taking them.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville will be right back.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This actress and ex-wife of an NBA player says she was scammed out of millions. Now a woman officials call a serial con artist is facing federal charges.
Can't wait to see you.
She boasted VIP concierge service with luxury travel, fast cars, and multi-million dollar mansions. Now Tracy Hutsana is accused of being a serial con artist after this actress says Hutsana ripped her off for nearly $2 million.
Do you think that you were an easy mark?
Yeah, 100%.
Jumana Kidd is the ex-wife of former NBA star Jason Kidd. She says she hired Hutsana as her personal assistant. Hutsana and her husband advertised the good life for their clients via their company, Elite Lux Life. They also had a YouTube channel showing off they lived just like their rich clients.
We're living like millionaires.
Right.
We're living like our billionaire clients.
Right. Jumana says for 4 years, Hutsana became like a member of her family. But unbeknownst to her, the 52-year-old was actually a felon who'd served time for identity theft. Federal agents say she stole Jumana's identity and gained access to her bank accounts.
When you look here, what angers you the most that she spent money on?
The leisurely stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, all of it angers me, but it's the hotels and the airplane tickets and tickets for people that I've never even heard of.
Prosecutors say Tracy Hutsana stole more than $1 million, including $600,000 from Jumana's children's college fund.
I was shaking. Like, I could not believe that. I definitely think that she is a psychopath.
Ms. Hutsana is charged with wire fraud and identity theft. She denies wrongdoing. Her husband has not been charged. Up next, cutting out showers during the pandemic.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's one of the more unusual aspects of the pandemic. People have been cutting back on showers. And now that things are opening up, not everybody's going back to the shower-a-day habit. And they're not ashamed to admit it.
Have you cut back on showers during the pandemic? Lots of folks did. A new poll found 17% of people had stopped taking a shower every day. Consumer goods giant Unilever has seen a sales drop in hair care, skin care, shaving products, and deodorant. Heather Whaley is a writer from Connecticut. She says her habit of taking a shower every day has changed.
But like the end of the day, it would be like, well, I'm still in my pajamas and it's like 7 o'clock at night. Do I take a shower now? Do I want to do this? Do I even need to do this? Or maybe just wait till tomorrow?
Time will tell whether the end of the pandemic means Americans will return to taking daily showers.
To be very clear, I'm still showering, like a respectable and healthy amount.
Okay. When we come back, Mother's Day at the zoo. Finally today, all moms are the same.
It's a magical moment caught on camera at the zoo. Kiki the gorilla is meeting a mom and her baby. Look at their connection. The gorilla's own baby even comes over to say hello.
So sweet. We hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day. That is Inside Edition for today. I'm Deborah Norville. Thank you for watching. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.